Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Can we start it like, are you recording?
Yeah, I'm recording. Okay.
Can we start it like just casual? Like, this wine tastes really good.
Super casual.
Let's talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Bread and Wine. This time we are trying to video record, and that's going to be difficult. So if we mess up, just bear with us. So
it's
anyway,
so embarrassing, in a year from now.
Oh, I know. That'll be fun. We'll look back on it. We'll laugh at it, maybe. That'll be fun. But anyway, this show is all about pretty much Nicole and I getting together and having some conversations about stuff that's going on in a relationship. And evidently, from the feedback we've been getting, you're enjoying it. So we're going to keep doing it. And we tackle a new topic each week. We're taking turns, throwing out a topic. And this week...
my turn.
It's Nicole's turn. Mm-hmm. So what's up, baby?
I'm excited for this one. Okay. So... I want to talk to the people out there who might be couples who differ on what they think is appropriate as far as disclosing their opinions and information on money.
Disclosing my...
yeah. Okay. Basically, husband wants to talk about money with friends and family.
Yeah.
Disclose information like...
Who would do that?
Or... you know, things
what
like that.
What kind of crazy guy would make that?
And then the wife is like, kind of like, what? You're going to tell everyone all this personal information?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of taboo.
It sure is.
So you and I differ, obviously, if that wasn't obvious by then. I grew up in a culture, and I think a lot of cultures are like this, where, you know, money is like politics and religion. Mm-hmm. You just don't talk about it publicly.
Yeah.
And a few years after we're married, you're like, hey, I am going to start a podcast and tell everyone everything about all of our money information. And not just information, but, you know, just like, okay, I'll give two examples where it was caused like a little fight for us.
Yeah.
One example was when a friend asked us if we wanted to attend like a fancy dinner party.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't, I mean, it wasn't something we were super passionate about wanting to attend, but it also was like $250 per person.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you kind of are encouraged to give more while you're there. It was a charity event.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, we can just say we're busy that night. And you were like, no, I'm going to say we can't afford going. And I was like, why do you have to say that? You felt like I was telling you what you can and can't say. And
sure.
I felt embarrassed that you were going to disclose information I didn't want people to know.
Yeah.
I think it's embarrassing to say we can't afford it. Cause I mean, we can afford it. We just didn't want to.
Right.
But like,
it's a wrong choice of words, afford.
Wow. Well, yeah. But anyway, so that was one situation that, you know, I remember that we kind of got into a fight over.
Mm-hmm.
And then another situation was when some friends of ours, because they do know about your podcast and they probably are signed up for your newsletter, and they were planning a nice out of town birthday event. And we didn't get an invite.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that we heard about through a third party was because
they were on a budget or something.
Yeah. Like we're too budget conscious.
Yeah.
They probably wouldn't want to go.
Right.
And so I was really hurt by that. And I'm like, why do you have to tell everybody all of our budget information? Cause maybe we would have gone, you
sure.
know?
Yeah.
So, what would you say to the husband or wife who wants to talk about money and their spouse doesn't want them to?
Mm. So this is less of my profession and more of just in general for couples speaking more openly about money. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
But like publicly, like with their friends, sure. right? Like maybe they're at a dinner party.
Yeah. I mean, I've just taken it to a whole new level with publicly for that matter.
You've taken it like to all great new heights.
Right. Well, now you're a part of it. So it's like Ozarks, you know, like I was doing the drug dealing and then I brought you in on it. So now you're a drug dealer
now
too.
I am an accomplice.
Yeah. So you're an accomplice to the money talk. So I'm sorry. Could you repeat your question?
So what would you say to the other Andes out there who have husbands or wives who don't want to talk about money, but they do?
Right. I mean, well, I think that in marriage, it's not just what you want. It's also what your spouse wants as well. And finding a way to still be yourself, but also respect the boundaries that your spouse would appreciate is smart. So let's think of those examples.
Okay.
I'm thinking of the dinner invite. Mm-hmm. Now,
me telling you what to say in your text message. You did not like that.
No, I didn't like that because I want to be my own person and speak with my own words.
Right.
So what I did, and the reason I did that is that I want my friends, my real friends, to understand me and understand what's important to me. And I was sort of level setting a little bit with that friend, just being like, that's not typically something that I will probably say yes to. So it's sort of a tip off of like, it's not something that's important right now, but it's also probably not something I will be saying yes to many times in the future as well. So sort of like a tip off a little bit. But knowing how conscious you are about that, I think there's ways that I could have worded it differently instead of saying afford. I don't remember if I said afford, but I probably did. It's not something we can afford right now.
It's not in our budget.
It's not in our budget. Whatever. All those words that make you cringe. Figuring a different way to politely say no, thank you, could have been something could have done better. So I think you can still be yourself with regard to how honest you want to be. And I'm a guy who wants to fight that taboo a little bit to not talk about money, you know, and I think it's healthy for people to have conversations more about money, because the longer I've been doing this, the more open people are with me about their money. And I'm not just talking about listeners of the show or anything, like I'm talking about my friends, and they feel more comfortable with me. They'll reach out to me. They'll have conversations with me. Yes, it might be personal and they might not like blabbered out a podcast, but I want to change that taboo. I want to be a part of a society that is more free to talk about these things, because I think we can help each other. Honestly, I really do. Mm-hmm. But there's two sides to that. So I know that, like a lot of things that we do, I want to try to be true to myself, but I also want to be true to you. So I would say that to the spouse, you know, you don't want to close off who you are, you know, because I also don't think your spouse wants you to just be a puppet and say, no, do this, say exactly like this and be this person, because I think you and your, you know, your partner might lose respect for your partner if they don't try to be who they want to be. What do you think?
I mean, I think that is a great movement to want to be a part of. I do wish people were more open about it too, because I think not being open leads to a lot of problems with people feeling like they have to keep up with the Joneses when they can't.
Yeah. And that leads to a lot of flash, and that you might not need the flash. All hat and no cattle. What did you say? Did you say hap or hat?
I think I said hat.
Okay. I thought this was a new saying. After.
But, you know, I can definitely get on board with like that movement. I think that's something that's admirable. The only thing is that you have more guts like spearheading that movement, whereas I wish it was just already done.
Right. No, I hear you.
Like, I don't have a problem talking about money stuff with other people who are comfortable talking about it. Yeah. It's just that I don't think a lot of people are.
Right. Well, I need to be more hyper conscious of things that I do share and making sure that you're okay with it. I know you don't read or listen to all the things that I do.
I just stay away.
Right. It's sort of like a head in the sand kind of thing. But I want to share. I want to help people. I honestly think that any sort of micro success that I've had has been the ability to open up and, you know, to be honest with people. And I like to carry that same honesty in my lifestyle, whether it's with money or other things too. I think that helps people to succeed.
Yeah. So what do you think about your...
But I don't want to do it at your cost, or in our listener's case, I don't want to do it at the, you know, spouse's cost.
So your response when they said, well, hey, would you like to attend this dinner party with us at $250 a person? Your response being, hey, it's not really in our budget right now, but, you know, we'd love to grab dinner with you sometime. Do you stand by that being the right answer, or do you think you could have sugarcoated it more, or what do you think?
Well, I could have just kicked the can down the street and said, we've got plans that weekend, but let's do it again another time. Mm-hmm. And then we would have been having a similar conversation about another $300 dinner, a plate kind of thing in a couple months later. So I felt like I sort of nipped it in the bud.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I understand your hesitation.
Well, and I think I've kind of changed my tune since that, you know, and I'll get into that in a minute, but I want to go into the other example.
Okay.
So the other example being that we didn't get invited to something that I really probably have enjoyed attending.
Sure.
And we, you know, it's
one thing. I feel like that was kind of like an excuse though, because I might be out there preaching, hey, you know, be conscious of your money or align your spending and your budget to the things that you value the most. And I don't think I ever say, let's penny pinch and not do fun stuff, you know?
Okay, well, but for people who are just maybe don't talk about money,
yeah.
I think maybe even the fact that you do talk about money,
right.
They
personal finance,
may
right.
assume
yeah.
certain things. And who cares? Let's say it was an excuse and they didn't want us on this trip. But I'm sure there are other examples of things that we didn't get invited to because maybe there were assumptions
sure.
made, right?
Yeah.
That we don't do lavish things
sure.
or that we don't have the money.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts around that? Is that just like, hey, their loss? Or is it like... Kind
I don't
of
know.
Just
I mean, I can't
par for the course. I mean,
I guess so. I mean, I don't want that to mean that we're losing friends or having people not invite us to things. But I mean, if people are going to prejudge without even asking, then I don't know. I don't know what I could do. I could stop doing what I'm doing, but I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how I can, or how anybody could. You know, deflect that if that's something you're really passionate about.
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
So let's say, okay, this is going to be, this is kind of a funny analogy, but I think it's kind of similar. What if I tomorrow was to say, hey, Andy, it's kind of taboo, but I feel super comfortable with my body and I want to start posing nude. I want to start doing nude modeling and or stripping.
Sure.
And you know what? It's my body. I'm comfortable with it.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people out there who don't think there's anything wrong with it. In fact, there's a whole, you know, a whole bunch of people that attend an event in Las Vegas every year for the porn community.
Yeah.
And they think it is, I mean, it's art and it's, you know, who
sure.
knows? But there are people who accept it, just like there are people who in the financial community accept, you know, talking about finance when to, you know, more of the general public, it's more taboo.
Yeah.
So what if I were to say that I wanted to start nude modeling and it made you feel really uncomfortable and I was going to post my stuff on Facebook? I mean, how would you feel about this?
Wow. Yeah. I don't know. I mean... I don't know. I guess I wouldn't align the porn industry with helping people, you know, get better with their money. But to your point, it's beliefs.
Stripping.
It's beliefs. Yeah.
not porn. Like, let's say it was just nude modeling, tasteful nude modeling.
Sure.
But everybody's going to see all my business.
I don't know. Honestly,
like they see all our financial business. Stripping our finances. I love the hands there.
I am stripping our finances, dude. Financially naked. I don't know. I guess I would say that if you were really passionate about it, like truly, honestly, it's something you wanted to do and you thought it was art, I don't know. I'd go for it. Does that shock you?
I kind of call BS on it.
Oh, no.
I do.
I would. If you...
Oh, can we just remember that when we first started dating, I had like a couple bathing suit pictures.
I was a little more conservative then.
From like a vacation I was on with girlfriends, and you were like, can you take those down from your MySpace?
That wasn't... No, it was the modeling photos that you did.
No, there were bathing suit pictures from my vacation to Hawaii.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty...
Mr. Conservative.
That's pretty Chaldean of me, huh?
So I'm calling BS on that. Okay. I'm saying it's just because you know that I wouldn't do it. And like, you want to believe that you would be very supportive.
I do. I want to believe that I would be very supportive of something that you really care deeply about. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You could call BS if you want.
Well, I would have to say, we are out of time. And my wine is empty.
Yeah. What do we got? What do we got some takeaways from this one?
Well, you'd say your key takeaway, and then okay. I have one that we didn't even really talk about, but I'll throw it in as a key takeaway.
Okay. Well, I would say the number one, money is a taboo topic, just in generally in our society, for whatever, call it hundreds or thousands of years. I think there's a movement for transparency in a lot of areas of our culture. And money being one of them, I think if there are subtle, honest ways that we can push that movement forward that are respectful to your spouse and their boundaries, then I'm all for it. That's my first takeaway.
Okay. I think you also said something about like you need to be yourself and you don't want to be a puppet.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
yourself or your whatever other half wouldn't probably wouldn't respect
you. I agree. Yeah. Puppet. Number two, be who you are. But you know, obviously respect.
With respect.
With respect. Kind of. I mean, because if I told you what to do all the time and what to be and how to act and things like that, that might give me some satisfaction for the moment, but I think I would probably progressively lose respect for you.
Right.
And I think vice versa.
The Black Mirror episode.
Which one? Oh, yeah.
Where she brings back to life her her husband who
died. She commands him to do everything.
But then he's just so perfect and he doesn't pick a fight with her. And then she gets really mad.
It's a good episode.
The real him would have disagreed.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So...
What's number three?
So my key takeaway is something that actually we talked about in therapy, because while we had that fight over how you responded in your text message to a friend, our therapist's reaction was, Nicole, he's allowed to say what he wants to say. You know, like that doesn't mean that you would have said it.
Sure.
And, you know, just kind of, I kind of started realizing like, you know, we're married, but we're not one person. And it's okay if you say something that I'm embarrassed about because I can turn to my friend and be like, all right, I'm embarrassed about that. And it's not a reflection on me. It's a reflection that you and I disagree on something, which is kind of normal human nature.
Yeah, it's kind of liberating too. Like, even though I don't want to disappoint you, I also want to be true to who I am. And so I would be more disappointed in you saying you have to say this, and if you don't, I hate you, as opposed to, that's pretty embarrassing, Andy, that you said that. I'd probably feel a little bit, I'd feel better if you said that's embarrassing. Like, just, I don't know why. We're different. Well, in a good way, I feel like.
But like, you have to know, like, I will always have your back, of course.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I will not always necessarily like... pretend that I agree with you in front of people.
I wouldn't want you to.
If I disagree,
no.
Like, or I might tell my friends, like, oh, yeah, like he.
Yeah, it's a lot. He's going on the national media telling us about the therapy.
That's not in our budget.
Right.
Like, that's so annoying.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's my husband, you know. So I think kind of freeing myself from having to be a united person with you and realizing we're two separate people. it helps me to let you have more autonomy.
I think that's beautiful. This is a therapy session right here, baby. Didn't cost us $150 or whatever.
Yeah. All right.
So those are our takeaways, everybody. This is a good conversation. Nicole, you brought the fire, baby. Way to go. You're good at this. I like struggling each week. I'm like, oh, what are we talking about?
I have 10 more written down in my phone.
Oh, you're good. This is so why this more. Is Nicole's show, everybody. And this is everybody, this is officially Nicole's show. I am the guest. So if you have any comments, questions, or you want to throw a topic at us, you can hit us up on social media, on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at Andy Hill MKM. That's at Andy Hill MKM, or leave us a voicemail at marriagekidsandmoney.com/voicemail. And Nicole and I would maybe take your topic and have a conversation about it. What do you think about that, baby?
Yeah.
Sound cool?
Sounds good.
All right, cool. All right, my glass is, hold on, everybody.
Check it.
My glass is empty. How about you?
Oh, it's been empty.
It's been empty. I'm sorry about that. Well, until next time, everybody. Oh, I'm going to do that again.
Carb.
Until next time, everybody. Carpe diem. Oh, you're going to carpe diem. Oh, I like it.